Now let's move to those talks on Brexit happening in Brussels. Difficult but doable, and a big step forward is needed today. That's what Taoiseach Simon Coveney had to say after he and other EU foreign ministers were briefed by Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier this morning. Here's an extract from Mr. Coveney's remarks to the media in Brussels today.
Well, first of all, I don't think it's inevitable that we can't get a deal before the summit. I think what Michel Barnier said today was very clear, that it's difficult but possible to have a deal between the two negotiating teams this side of the leaders' summit. That means that a lot of progress needs to be made today. But I think that's doable if there is a willingness on both sides to move this process to conclusion. Of course, if that doesn't happen, well, then it leads to another debate in terms of how the leaders will respond to that in the context of whether more time will be needed or whether we can continue discussions into next week. But I think we should focus on trying to get the job done. And certainly I think that's what Michel Barnier and his task force are focused on, and I expect the UK side is the same. The negotiating teams have made progress, but it's been slow, and they will need to make significant progress today if there is to be a deal that Michel Barnier can report on tomorrow to EU capitals in advance of the leaders' summit. But that is what he would like to do. I also believe that is what the UK would like to see happen in terms of timelines.
Taoiseach Simon Coveney speaking in Brussels a short while ago, from where I'm joined by our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Difficult but doable. I suppose the key question we're all wondering is whether the negotiators have seen the legal text that they have asked London to produce, that Michel Barnier has been so insistent on.
Yeah, we don't know, Anya, is the honest answer, because the UK were expected to table fresh proposals today to those negotiations, and they are being conducted, as you can imagine, in conditions of very tight secrecy. But I think overall you could detect Michel Barnier's state of mind today, very carefully poised between pessimism and optimism. Mm. But I think reading between the lines, you know, it's fairly clear that the UK would need to take a big stride towards the EU position for there to be agreement by tonight. And of course it has to be tonight, because tomorrow Michel Barnier has to be in a position to tell capitals whether or not he thinks a deal is possible at the summit, because EU leaders have been absolutely adamant that they're not going to get into a negotiation with Boris Johnson at the summit. It's going to be a case of leaders signing off on something that has already been agreed. And when you see the gap that exists between both sides on customs, you would have to conclude that it would be a fairly momentous step by the UK side for an agreement to be reached tonight. But the talking continues.
Sorry, Tony, I misplaced you. You are, of course, in Luxembourg. Is at this stage, Tony, would it be fair to say that another council meeting dealing with this Brexit crisis is pretty much being penciled in for next week?
Well, there's certainly been talk of another council meeting, perhaps before the end of October. So maybe if not next week, then the week after, because clearly if the EU doesn't want to be rushed into a deal that they cannot stand over. So it would be inevitable, I think, that the talking would continue. And Simon Coveney was fairly straightforward there, saying that if things could drift into next week. And again, the same principles would apply. The EU would not convene a council meeting unless things have been done,
yeah,
and dusted and legally clear.
And while we don't know what's going on in the talks, we do know that the sticking points are the fiendishly difficult areas of tariffs, a level playing field in future trade arrangements, consent mechanisms. So there's all of those difficulties that we're aware of on the one side. And, you know, that really is a huge mountain to climb. On the other hand, is the desire to get a deal, is that kind of giving an impetus that might help achieve success here this time?
Well, certainly it has helped in getting the negotiations off the ground and getting those negotiations very focused. And clearly there was a breakthrough last week when Boris Johnson met Leo Varadkar in Cheshire, and that changed the entire dynamic of this process. But I suspect, you know, we have we have come back once again to the key conundrum. How do you reconcile a hard Brexit with maintaining an open border on the island of Ireland? And what the UK have proposed to square that circle is a dual customs arrangement whereby Northern Ireland would be technically in the UK's customs territory, mm-hmm. but to all intents and purposes they'd be operating under the EU's tariff schedules and rules and procedures on customs. And frankly, the European Commission feels that this is extremely complex, perhaps unreliable, never been tested anywhere in the world. And so they are, from what I gather, trying to nudge the UK back towards the original and much more straightforward, although politically fraught for Boris Johnson, backstop, which is the Northern Ireland only backstop. There is some talk that the UK wants to perhaps soften the or lubricate the operation of this new dual tariff system by means of a zero tariff free trade deal between the UK and the EU, because if there are no tariffs between both sides, then of course that system would operate a lot mm-hmm. better. But that is a future relationship issue, and it's not part of the divorce treaty, so that you run into that problem at that point.
And then, you know, those are all, even presuming, you know, whether it's this week or more likely before the end of the month, even presuming a deal can be agreed, there's still the, you know, huge question of winning political support for it in Parliament. Boris Johnson met the DUP last night. We'll be talking about their position later in the programme. And some reports that there are those in Europe familiar with these talks who have their doubts about whether Mr. Johnson will be able to bring this back and win Parliament.
Yeah, that's always been the real dilemma for the EU, because they've been burned before on this issue. You know, they have gone out on a limb, as they would see it, to try and compromise, first of all, with Theresa May to help her get the withdrawal agreement over the line. That back in November, when it was agreed by all sides, then she failed to get it through the House of Commons on three mm-hmm. occasions. Even when they went further and agreed a joint instrument, you know, legally binding reassurances on the backstop, it still didn't work. So the EU is very wary of going out on a limb to help Boris Johnson if once again the deal is thrown back in their faces, and that remains obviously a key risk here.
Okay, well, we're all waiting to see what happens. We're all following you online, Tony, for the latest developments. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the News at One. Tony Connolly there in Luxembourg.